good morning, everyone. To those that are awake and to those that are still sleeping, I know you'll hear this podcast and give reference and be happy. The Christmas has come and it has gone. The birth of Jesus Christ has brought good blessings. I hope you did enjoy it. How was your Boxing Day? Hope you gave out gifts and hope you received one too. Well, I'm here to talk about valuing yourself so that when you start the new year, which will be on a good note, you will first of all take yourself into perspective and you'll be cognizant about yourself. Now, valuing yourself more. What do we mean by the word value? Value is the regard which is being revered for a deserved honor, importance, worth or usefulness. Value could also be said to be principles or standard of behavior towards one's judgment of what's important in life. Value could also be said to be the intrinsic, excellent, or desirability, that is, quality of anything, which renders it desirable or useful. Value has been taken to mean morals, but we are not talking about morals here this morning. It's an idea. It's a general conception. It's an orientation of the mind, which is towards the world, or sometimes towards your own interest, which should not be selfish. It's an attitude or preference. It's a need. It could be a sentiment or disposition. I wouldn't want you to look at it from that angle of disposition. We will not be talking about morals this morning. We will be talking about value as being a good, a desirable, that is a proper or maybe bad, or it could be an undesirable and improper attitude, behavior towards a culture, religion, society, or yourself. But when I talk about valuing yourself more, I'm simply talking about you pampering yourself, about you loving yourself, about you caring for yourself and making yourself happy. Your happiness depends upon yourself. No other person can give you happiness. No other person can love you as much as you love yourself. No other person can be there for you as much as you can be there for them. You can always be there for people and they will still not love you. You can be there for people and they will still not appreciate you. You can do so much for people and they will still not value you. So why don't you value yourself? Why don't you appreciate yourself? Why don't you listen to your inner self and make yourself happy? Take your health as a priority. Take your happiness as a priority. Take your beauty as a priority. Life is short. When you are no more, they speak so much of you because they don't speak bad about the dead. But no one will remember the good you've done for them, just little. At times people will even tell you, did I beg you to be of help to me? Why not focus more on yourself? You could go extra miles for people, neglecting your own true and personal self. And they will still mock you. They will still harass you. They will still embarrass you. They could even go behind you to tarnish your image and reputation. They will never protect your integrity. They will say, what have you done? Who are you? They also much insults. But when you tend to value yourself and love yourself for who you are, you don't give room to people to detest you. I'm not saying you shouldn't value others. I'm not saying you shouldn't love others. I'm not saying you shouldn't care for others. I'm not saying you shouldn't be there for others. If you have 100% time, which I know you can actually have, if you devote 50% to people, oh my God, I think you are going way too far. Let me say you devoting 30% to people and humanity, it's okay. Because the remaining 70%, you can't fully devote it to yourself. Because you have families, you have relatives. You still have other things you need to devote time to. When you value yourself, you take your beauty, your health, and your personality important. You take your present, you take your future important. You take your career important. You tend to focus more on yourself. Looking good is good business. That is when you value yourself. My previous episode, I talk about being independent. From that independence came about value, because when you value yourself, you know you do not need to depend on anyone. Value has to talk about morals, but I'm not talking about morals here. I'm talking about pampering yourself, making yourself happy, appreciating yourself for who you are, irrespective of all odds, irrespective of what people say. They could call you various names, they could tag you as, let me say, why would they tag you as someone who is not compassionate? But when you are too compassionate, the same people, when you need them the most, are not going to be there for you. They will tell you, I didn't beg you. You could lay your life down for people and they'll still not appreciate or value you. So why don't you value yourself? You could be at the forefront fighting for them, protecting their image, and they will never be there for you. I want each and every woman, being young or old, to value yourself. Be at peace with yourself. Love and be happy with yourself. Desire yourself more. When you desire yourself more, don't care what people say about your beauty. You make your beauty radiate. And when your beauty radiates, you have happiness in you. When you value yourself, no one can bring you down. Not even a man who is close to your heart. Because when you value yourself, you know when argument comes, you are ready to walk away. When you value yourself and you see, or you face any upheaval, you are able to move on and walk away. That's not arrogance. That's just valuing yourself, loving and respecting yourself. And you value yourself, you are happy for who you are. You are dedicated to your true self and your future. The old being in you will get elevation in everything you do. The way you walk, the way you talk, your charisma will change when you value yourself. You don't let someone put you down. Even when they are saying bad things about you, when you value yourself, you despise it and just move away from the vicinity of the area. You don't have time for the less important things. Your worth should be much more important than how people rate you. We used to say 5-star, give yourself 10 stars. There's nothing like 10 stars, but if you give yourself 1,000,000 stars, yeah, that's good. When you're happy, even your enemies will be sad that you're happy. Your enemies always want to see you falling. They don't want you to ever be happy. Your achievements bothers them and makes them sad, so they try to pull you down. But when you stand on your feet and say, yeah, I'm valuing myself more, I'm gonna be happy no matter what people say. And when they see you happy every day, they feel bad. Not even bad, they feel sad. They feel like, let me say, killing themselves, because they never wanted you to be happy for a single minute or a single second. Wow. I love this. I'm not trying to tell you not to be nice to people, not to be compassionate or considerate, but it just means you have to value yourself more. I'll be coming up with a part 2 of valuing yourself more before the year runs out. That's hashtag 2020, so that when 2021 comes, you know you're stepping into 2021 radiating in beauty, pampering yourself and taking care of yourself more. Your happiness depends upon you and no other person. To everyone listening to me, or to everyone going to listen to this podcast, I want your happiness to be paramount to you. I want you to always feel happy and value yourself more. It's nice having this podcast. If there's any comments you wish to drop, please feel free to drop them. feel free to tell me much more. We could share and talk together. Thank you so much and have a lovely morning.